The word for this afternoon,
mawatu kumasanano,
we can find it in 1 Kings 18.
Hakupeseka ku mafumu oyamba chapter 18.
Verse 43.
Verse yake ya 43.
And he said to his servant,
mawa kuti ndipo anati kwa nyamata wake,
go up now, look toward the sea.
Kwela penyelela kunyanja.
And he went up and looked and said,
iye nakwela na penyelela.
There is nothing.
Ndipo kunalibe kanthu.
And he said, go again 7 times.
Ndipo anati upitenso kasanu nkawiri.
Who is it that said to his servant, go up?
Kodi ndani amene akuza nyamata yake kuti pitanso kwa pita kumwa kumtsinje.
Toward the sea.
Upite kumtsinje.
And why did he have to go look?
Ndipo fuso ina nilona kuti chifukwa chani nyamata iyo adalena kupita kukayangana kumtsinjeko.
What did he have to look for?
Nanga sono kumene kwakangana chiyani?
This prophet,
Nenere uyu,
Elijah,
Nenere Elia,
had just performed miraculous things.
Nthawi imene Nenere Elia anali atangopanga chozizwitsa.
Through the hand of God.
Kupyolera mudzanja la Yehova.
It was not a small thing that took place.
Chimene chidachitika chinali chinthu chachikulu kwambiri.
For the people, he called the people together. And he called all the priests from Baal together as well. This morning we spoke about it. All the people of Israel. 850 priests. All because it had not rained for 3.5 years. And everything was dry. It was at a point where all Israel would die. From thirst and from hunger. But they had not had rain for 3.5 years because of their sins. Because they chose to go whoring after the Baal gods. So the Lord took away rain for 3.5 years. What a terrible time it was. No corn. No food. No fruits. No water. And they were starving. We said this morning that is a picture of today as well. For we're starving today. Today also is much like then. Not in a literal way. But in our hearts. So this afternoon, we will consider and meditate upon the reign of the Spirit. For the Lord would send rain, and it would rain abundantly, but not before there was fire first. First fire proceeded from heaven. And consume the offering. The offering was a bullock. And that offering would be completely burnt. Just like the Lord Jesus was burnt by the wrath of God. Because just like today, the question comes to us. Do we need the rain? Are we thirsty? Are we hungry? As we come here today to hear this word, why do you come? For what reason? To see a white man preach? That's the wrong reason to come. I ask you, from children to older ones, are you hungry? Are you thirsty for spiritual bread? Are you hungry for the word? And you pray and cry out to the Lord for water, for the Spirit. Friends,
Abale,
we can do nothing. We also are nothing without the Spirit. God is God the Father,
Mulungu Tate,
Jesus the Son,
Mulungu Mwana,
and God the Spirit.
Umaso Mulungu Zimu.
Three in one.
Iwowo ndu tatu oyera.
We need the Spirit.
Ife tisowekera nzimu.
Malawi needs the Spirit.
Dziko lathu la Malawi likusowekera nzimu.
But how do we receive the Spirit?
Koma tingalandire bwanji nzimu.
How should the Spirit work amongst us?
Kodi nzimu wa Mulungu pakati pathu gwagwire bwanji ntchito?
How is the Spirit going to reveal things?
Kodi nzimu wa Mulungu ungatulule bwanji zinthu zakuyazo?
The Spirit reveals them through the word. But is the Spirit welcome here today? Can the Spirit do His work here today? Can the Spirit take this word, even what we're bringing today, and draw it into your heart? If the Spirit can, that's like water to the soul. This morning in the sermon, we talked about water, which is life. And you all know that. Water is life. That's in the literal. In this heat, you can go a full day without water. Imagine 3.5 years. If water is life, then the Spirit is life in the
soul.
If you can't do a day without water from your mouth, then you cannot do a day without the Spirit for your soul. Jesus Christ is the bread of life. The bread for the soul. He fills the hunger. The Holy Spirit is the water of life, the living streams of water that may flow through our soul. That testifies of Christ Jesus, the Savior.
Do you need the Spirit?
Kodi mukufuna nzimu?
Are you in need daily of the Spirit?
Kodi mukusokera nzimu moyo wanu wasiku ndi tsiku?
Do you pray for the Spirit?
Kodi mumapempherera nzimu moyo wanu wasiku ndi tsiku?
I'm going to ask a question that goes a little closer.
Chifukwa tiba fupi kufusana fuso lina tsopano.
Before you came here.
Musa labwere kuno mamawa.
Did you pray for the Spirit?
Kodi mumapempherera nzimu kuti akutsogolereni?
Did you pray that the Spirit may enlighten you?
Kodi mumapempherera mama musalabwere kuti nzimu chiwalitsiro cha nzimu chikhale mmitima yanu?
And did you pray?
Komaso mumapemphera.
That the Holy Spirit.
Kuti nzimu oyera.
Would also enlighten the preacher?
Kuti unikirenso mitima yanga khale akulalikira ife tomwe.
It's so necessary.
Ndikofunika ndithu abale.
For we have nothing to tell you.
Ifukwa ife tilibe kalikonse tidinse ungapanda kanthu kuti tikupatseni inu.
We have nothing to give you.
Ife tilibe kalikonse kuti tikupatseni.
But through the Holy Spirit. We can only speak. And you can only hear. By the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why Elijah went up to Mount Carmel. And what did he
do?
He put his head between his knees. And he prayed earnestly. However, before we go, to the power of prayer and the answering of the power of the Holy Spirit, what must take place before he prayed for water? Now in this chapter, in this portion we hear that he goes up to a mountain to pray. And he prays for water. He prays for rain. But something happened before that. First there must be fire. Then there can be rain. First, the priest of Baal must be slain. Because the people followed the priests of Baal in the Baal worship. So first Elijah had to expose why there was no rain. And there had to come a solution. God had to show who was his servant. And when this morning we read that Isaiah prayed one prayer, Lord, show them who thou art. And that thou hast sent me. And immediately fire fell from heaven. And consumed the sacrifice. See, the sin had to be exposed. A solution had to be found. And sin had to be also destroyed. So sin exposed. A solution must be found. And sin needed to be destroyed. What happened? If we miss this, we may miss the Holy Spirit. Sin exposed. We need to be exposed to our death and our darkness. Yeah, our Baal
Mulungu watu tikumpembeza wa Bala aonekere.
Worship.
Kuti anthu adziwe kuti tikuone tikupembeza milungu ya Bala.
For each one of us.
Yes, wa ife.
Worships Baal.
Aliyense wa ife munjira ina kupembeza mulungu wa Bala.
Which is the world.
Ameneyo ndekuti anthu akuyangana kwambiri nkopeza wa dziko la pansi.
And not God by nature.
Anthu akuthawa kupembeza mulungu akuyangana dziko la pansi.
And that needs to be exposed.
Yes, zimenezozo zidziwike zikhale pambalambanda.
We're not so good.
Ife inu ndine tose ndi anthu oyipa.
We're not good people.
Anthu onyasa.
We're only good.
Ife timakhala bwino.
In the person of Christ.
Timakhala abwino chifukwa cha Yesu Khristu.
If we're washed and cleansed.
Ifeyo tikasambisidwa ndi Yesu Khristu mwazi wake timakhala anthu abwino.
And he washes us.
Iyeyo amatisabisa nkulichotsa machimo athu.
With his own blood.
Ndi magazi ake.
We need to be exposed.
Ifeyo tena kuonesa pambamba na ntchito zathu zonse zoyipa.
But and also if we get maybe exposed.
Ndiye galizicho mwezi ngati ife tionesa pambamba nda machimo athu.
To who we are.
Maka mene ife tiriri.
It also needs to become a solution.
Tiye naso ubeza njira yotesela vutolo.
The solution is.
Njira yake ndiyakuti.
Fire must fall.
Kuti moto ochokera kumwamba wene na kugwa pansi.
And consume us.
Ndikunyekesa tonse.
The wrath of God.
Kwiye wa Mulungu.
Must consume us.
Uye nena kutinyekesa tonse.
And send us eternally.
Ndipo kutiponya ife kukukanindwa kwa nthawi zonse kuchilango.
To damnation.
Kukukanindwa kuchilango cha nthawi zonse.
Eternally to hell.
Kumene tikakhale ife ng'anjo ya moto masiku onse a moyo wathu.
A solution must be found.
Njira iye nena kupezeka.
What is the solution?
Kodi njira yake ndiyo iti.
Do you know the solution?
Kodi mukudziwa njira yake?
Do you know the solution in your heart?
Kodi njira yotesela mavuto ali mtima wanu mukulidziwa?
You and I must die.
Inu yo ndine yo tirena kufa ifandi fandi ochimwa.
You and I must be punished.
Inu ndine yo tirena kulangidwa.
Eternally.
Kulangidwa chilango chosatha.
What's the solution?
Kodi njira yotesela vuto ali ndichani?
There's a way of escape.
Bali njira imodzi yokha yothawira.
For if the fire,
chifukwa ngati moto,
the wrath of God,
mkwiyo wa Mulungu,
must consume me,
uyenera kunyeketsa ine,
or,
kapena,
or it must consume another,
kapena kuti anyeketsa ivutolo,
I must be punished,
ineyo ndinayenera kulangidwa,
you must be punished,
inuso munayenera kulangidwa,
or another must be punished.
Kapena wina wake anakulangidwa chifukwa cha machimo ake.
What happened here?
Chidachitika nchani pano.
Fire fell.
Choyamba moto ochokera kumwamba unagwa.
Not on the people.
Osati unagwera anthu iyayi.
But fire fell on the sacrifice.
Moto unagwera pa nsembe.
On the offering.
Unagwera pa nsembe imene inaperekedwa.
A bullock was laid.
Amene popo panali ng'ombe inaperekedwa nsembe.
And fire fell.
Ipo moto unagwa pa sembeyo.
It was supposed should have gone on the people.
Chifukwa moto unaye kugwera pa anthu ochimwawo.
Because they left the Lord.
Chifukwa iwowo adakana Mulungu.
But it went on the sacrifice.
Koma vuto tikuliona panopo ndikuti moto kugwera msembe osati anthu ochimwawo.
And it consumed the sacrifice.
Ipo unanyeketsa sembeyo.
That is the same way.
Chimene chimodzi nsolero.
Our punishment.
Ifeyo. Chilango chathu
fell on Christ.
Ndangwira Yesu.
His only begotten son.
Mwana wekhayo wa Mulungu.
At Calvary.
Amene yoyo chisoni kapena kuti chimo lathu lidampha iye pa mtanda wa Kavale.
There Jesus Christ.
Pamene popo Yesu Khristu
died the death.
Adafa imfa
through the wrath put upon him.
Kupyolera mu mkwiyo wa Mulungu umene unatsadulidwa pa iye Yesu Khristu.
Great drops of blood fell from him.
Akuti mwazi unakhetsedwa pa mtanda wa Yesu Khristu.
Was that for his own sins?
Kodi mwazi unakhetsedwa pa mtanda wa Yesu kodi adali machimo a Yesu?
Or was that for your sins?
Koma kapena kuti machimowo adali a inu ndine.
Each one that as we sit here.
Yese wife amene pano tiriri.
Children are not excluded.
Ana so inu yonso muyenera kulangidwa.
Either we must pay and be eternally damned.
But
an eternal hellfire. Or the payment of Jesus Christ. Takes our curse away. See? Sin was exposed.
So ababa mukuona kuti chimo likuonetsera pambalambanda.
A solution came.
Komanso njira ikudza.
Because fire consumed the sacrifice.
And
one more thing happened. This all happened before the Holy Spirit was poured out. Before the rain came. Many preachers today, they tell you it's the other way around. They tell you the rain comes, the Holy Spirit comes, and in your heart, and then the payment is done. But it's a lie. The payment must be first. Fire must be first. Before the rains come. But what else happened? We said three things must happen. And we say three things must happen to us. It needs to be personal. Sin exposed. Sin forgiven. And sin taken away. What happened here? He said, take all the priests and bring them to the brook
Kishon
and slay them there. What took place here? They had to take all 850 priests, the false priests. They had to take him to the brook and look at them go. The whole brook is dry. There's no water in the brook. There is no water flowing. Why did those priests have to go to the brook? To show the people that the reason why there was no water in the brook was because of these false priests. And that is exactly today the same thing. There is no water in the brook. Where the father or devil reigns, there's lots of promises, but there's no refreshing water there. And they are the ones. The false priests are the ones who sucked all of the water out of the brook. Do you know what this means for us today? We said sin exposed. Let's go personal again. Our sin personally exposed. And our sins forgiven. That is to be born again. And the sins to be taken away. To be destroyed. Because your sins emptied the brook. Our sins made the brook empty. But living water will flow again. Oh, if sin is destroyed in our heart by being exposed, a solution comes. That's the fire from heaven consuming his own son for a payment. And the false hopes
malonjezo achinyengo ajasobana nilona maja.
The false promises.
Malonjezo achinyengo amena mapereka abusa ona maja.
The false idols.
Amene ifetwa pembedza milungu ina ija.
Are destroyed.
Amena yasowonongedwa.
Taken out of our heart.
Amena kuchotsedwa mitima yathu.
So the desire being taken away.
So zikumbokubo zathu nso zichotsedwe.
Then there is hope.
Ndiye pamene pamakhalaso vano chiyembekezo.
Yeah, for we preach this afternoon. Not a somber message.
Oh, sadi kugodi mauthenga obwatika anthu kuti kuli ntendere ntendere kulibe ntendere.
Although up to now,
ngakhale mpaka lero,
you may say what a deplorable state.
Mwina mwake mukhozangana kuti tili munyengo yowawitsa.
How terrible is this?
Koma ati kubamuhota kuona kuti tili munyengo yowawitsa kwambiri.
3.5 years no rain.
Mukuta kuona kuti mthawi ya Israeli
inakhala
zaka zitatu.
Everything's parched. And it seems like there's no hope. But there is hope. See, we need rain. And in Malawi, we need rain just the same.
Tukufuna so chimodzi modzi mvula ngati menenso analifunira ana Israeli mthawi ya Elia.
We need rain in our hearts.
Tukufuna mitima mwathu mugwe mvula.
And we need the streams to flow again.
Ndipo tikusowekera ife kuti pakhale madzi mitsinje yoyenda mitsinje ya madzamoyo.
Living water.
Tikufuna madzamoyo ayende mitima yathu.
That's what David meant.
Ndichifukwa chake David yakuti uza kutanthauza.
In Psalm 42.
Makamaka masalimo chapter 42.
As the deer panteth for water.
Akuti ngati swala ili wefu wefu kufuna madzi.
So my soul pants for thee. Ineyo mtima
wanga uli wefu wefu.
Oh, David meant there. Just like deer. Being hunted down.
Amene akufuna kuti aphedwe.
And are out of breath.
Ndipo ali wefu wefu.
They are searching for a brook of water.
Ali wefu wefu akufuna madzi.
David says.
David akuti.
So my soul panteth after thee.
Sono ntima wanga uli wefu wefu kufuna madzi amoyo.
For living streams of water.
Kufuna madzi amoyo oyenda madzi oyenda mumtsinje amoyo.
If sin is exposed.
Ngati chimo lili pambalambane la onetsedwa.
And the solution is the fire.
Njira yake yotesera chimo lapezeka.
Consuming the sacrifice.
Ndipo moto wadza ndipo wanyeketsa nsembezo.
And through the consuming of the sacrifice.
Ndipo kupiyolera moto onyeketsa wa moto wa nsembe uja onyeketsa sembe.
Sin is taken away.
Ndipo chimo lachotsedwa.
And destroyed.
Ndipo laonongedwa.
This is the same thing.
Chimodzi modziso.
What took place when Jesus Christ died on the cross? What did he say when he stood up? When he was risen, what did he say? He said, as he ascended into the heaven, tarry ye in Jerusalem till ye be endowed with the Spirit. Where do we see that? I think we all know, right? At
Pentecost.
What happened at
Pentecost?
It was the outpouring of the Holy
Spirit.
There was little tongues of fire on their
heads.
Thousands came to salvation. But what happened before Pentecost? What took place before the Holy Spirit was poured out? Fire had to fall from heaven and consume the sacrifice. And then only would water flow again. Isaiah prayed one time.
Elijah
prayed one time.
Elijah nenera anapemphera kamodzi.
For God to show who he was.
Kuti Mulungu aonetsere kuti iye ndi ndani.
But take notice.
Koma zindikirani ichi.
Now he doesn't pray one time.
Pano sakupemphera kamodzi kokhayi.
For the outpouring of the Holy
kuti
Spirit.
Kuti mzimu woyera udze.
Or in this case for rain.
Apapa tuti kukamba zakuti mvula igwe.
Pay attention.
Mvetserani.
This has much meaning.
Izi zinthandauzo lalikulu.
He prays one time.
Elia anapemphera kamodzi.
For fire to consume the
moto ubwere unyekese nsembe zija.
But he pays seven times.
Komano anapita sopano ka seven.
For rain.
Kuti akaone kuti mvula ibwera.
What does that mean?
Zikutanthauza chani?
It means this.
Zikutanthauza ichi.
Christ died once for all.
Yesu adafa kamodzi kwa onse.
Christ does not continuously die.
Ndiye Yesu sakufa ifaso, anangofa kamodzi.
He died once for all. Yeyo
Yesu adafa kamodzi kupereka dipo ya machimo a inu ndi ine.
That's what Roman talks about.
Zimene buku la Roma likufotokoza.
In Hebrews.
Kuti iyeyo anatunudzidwa.
The priest had to come yearly.
Yeno iye amayimira wansembe kuti wansembe anayenera kubwera chaka chili chonse.
Year after year the
sacrifice.
But this man Christ, he came once for all. He died once on the cross. For the sins of the people. But you know what? When he ascended, and promised the Comforter, he promised the Comforter would come. The rain would come in abundance, not once, but perpetual, forever. See, Christ died once, but Elia, he prayed seven times. And the servant of Elia said, I see a small cloud. The size of a man's hand. And you know what? Elijah.
Elia neneri.
He knew something.
Anajua china chake.
If a cloud was coming.
Ngati ntambo ukubwera.
The size of a man's hand.
Ndipo ntambo kuleka ngati dzanja la munthu.
That means.
Zwanaza kunena kuti.
That it would get bigger.
Kuti ukula ntambo.
And bigger.
Udzi kulakula.
He didn't wait for it to come.
Ndipo Elia sadikeso kuti ntambo uja umuyandikire.
But he said, make haste.
Ndiye akunena kuti fulumira.
For an abundance of rain is going to come.
Mvula ikubwera.
He says here.
Ndiye akunena kuti.
Go up to Ahab.
Upite ukamuze mfumu Ahabu.
And to prepare his chariot.
Kuti akonzekere galeta lake.
That the rain stopped enough.
Kuposa chedwa mvula ikugwa.
For he says, in the meanwhile,
ndipo panopa,
the heaven was black.
Ngakuti ntambo unadzala dziko lonse.
With clouds and winds.
Dziko linadzala ni ntambo komaso mphepo.
And there was a great rain.
Ndipo chimvula chinagwa.
Oh, that Malawi.
Kuno ku Malawi ambuye.
May receive.
Kodi angalandire.
The great rains.
Angalandire mvula yochuluka.
Yet today.
Mpaka agakhale lolomwe.
But you know why?
Koma mukudziwa chifukwa chake.
Do you know why there's so much spiritual want in this?
Chifukwa chake mukudziwa chifukwa chani kuti anthu akusowa cha unzimu.
Maybe we heard over and over.
Ndipo mwina timamva pafupi.
The fire. or the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, that there's a way in Christ to escape judgment. And maybe you think, as long as I know that knowledge, I'm safe. As long as I know there's a Savior, as long as I go to church on Sunday, as long as I pray once in a while, as long as I do my best, and I hear about Jesus Christ, it should be okay with me. But it's not okay. The sacrifice and the work of the sacrifice has to be rained upon. The Holy Spirit has to draw that knowledge into our heart. And by faith, we must look upon Him. It's not enough to know the story. It's not enough if you die only knowing the story of the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit is not in you, then it's hopeless. And that's why we say, even though the fire fell, I lie anew that it was equally important that rain came. A lion knew rain would come. But he incessantly prayed. He now said seven times. Seven means four. Just like 7 days. And then we start over with a new day again. 7 means 4.
Number 7 in the number and then the
7 means finished. He prayed earnestly. Older ones. Mothers.
Amai.
Fathers.
Abambo.
Elders.
Akulu ampingo.
Evangelists.
Alaliganzatu.
Is that our prayer? Is that our prayer that the Lord would send His Holy Spirit? Because without His Holy Spirit and without the power, we will not feel the raindrops. And we will stay hungry and stay thirsty. We need raindrops. We need an abundance of rain. We need the Holy Spirit to transform us, to make us new people, so that we may be living creatures instead of dead creatures. Or by nature we're dead. And it's not going to help just to know that there's a Savior. He must be a living Savior. If He is not a living Savior, it's going to be worse, because we'll know about Him, but He won't be living. And we'll have to appear before Him. And the Bible says, many are going to come. And many are going to say, Lord, I prophesy in Your name. I cast out devils. I preach. I told people about You. I did a lot of good on Earth. I prayed a lot. I went to church every Sunday. And the answer is going to be, go away from me. I never knew You. Isn't that Isn't that terrible?
Kodi sizo pia koma zomesa chisoni.
The Bible says that.
Bible luguti.
Not me.
Osati fedukutelo oyi.
That's why.
Ndifukwa chake.
Without the power of the Holy Spirit.
Kupanda mpambu ya nzimo oyera.
Without prayer.
Kupanda pempelo.
Without unction.
Kupanda kuchita chita.
Without the life.
Kupanda moyo.
In Jesus Christ.
Kristu.
There is no hope.
Palibe chembekezo cha moyo osata.
For the Holy Spirit.
Ndifukwa nzimo oyera.
He takes the work of Christ.
Amene amatenga nshiro Yesu Kristu.
And he exalts it in our heart.
Ndipo iye amazikweza pamwamba.
What happens then?
Chikuchitika nchani sopano.
Well, let's look at what happens.
Tiyeni tuone chila chika pakilimeli. Bible kufotokoza.
Jesus Christ.
Yesu Kristu.
Condemned to death.
Anakanidwa kuti akafe pantanda.
The fire of God's wrath.
Ndipo moto onyekesa kumwamba mkwi wa Mulungu nangwera iye.
Upon him at Golgotha.
Iye ali pantanda wa Golgotha.
He was buried.
Iyeyo adaikidwa mmanda.
Yeah, just like the priests were brought to the brook.
Ka chibosi mozi pamene Elia kutenga nini labhala kupita nawo ku mtsinje.
He took our debt.
Anatenga lipolatu
mangakafa
chilango chotelengera ife kuifa
with him and buried them.
Iyeyo chinapangisa kuti akagwiriridwe mmanda.
And then
ndipo kenako
he rose up to life.
Yesu adaukanso kwa kufa.
He came out of the tomb.
Anachoka mmanda wa moyo.
3 days later
patatha masiku atatu.
And nobody was there.
Ndipo panalibe munthu wina aliyense.
See, the Holy Spirit
mutakuona ntchito ya zimo oyera
gave him life.
Akupereka moyo kwa Yesu.
And he came forth.
Ndipo Yesu akutuluka mmanda wa moyo.
Just like that.
Ndipo mmene zililimo
we must have life.
Ifeso tena kukhala moyo.
I'm asking it again.
Ndipo mwina tifunsenso kachike na funso.
And I'm pleading.
Mwina kufusa kwake kukhale mukuchondererani mopempha.
In the name of my master.
Mudzina la Mulungu wamwambayo.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Mudzina la Yesu Khristu.
Search yourself.
Zifufudzeni nokha mitima yanu.
Search your heart.
Zifufudzeni mitima yanu.
We cannot be deceived.
Ifeyo silingathe kudzinyenga.
Is the life of
Kodi
Christ.
Kodi inu mwindi moyo.
Active in your heart.
Kodi moyo wanu kuchita chita.
And if the life of Christ is active in your heart, then you know what's taking place. You're looking more and more like him. You're acting a lot more and more like Jesus Christ. You are loving more and more. And you are walking more and more in the footsteps of Christ. That is to follow him. And that is to live in the life of Christ. Friends, that's what it's going to be in perfect state above. Christ will get his image back.
Yesu akubweranso kuti adzionetsere ife tikhale ngati iyeyo.
And we will be God's image again.
Ndipo ife tikubweranso tsone kukhala mu munthu ngati Yesu
mwana alili
kumwamba.
But if we don't, but here on earth,
koma pano pa dziko lapansi,
we begin to look like it.
Kuti tikukhala ngati uoneka ngati Yesu.
Only
pokapoka
if the Holy
ngati
Spirit
ngati zimo oyera
dwelleth in you,
uli mwa inu ndi ine,
and dwelleth in me,
komanso mwa ine.
That's why we need rain.
Ndifukwa chake tikufunika kukhala tikusowa mvula.
Maybe you see
mwina mutha kuona
after this explanation,
mwina titatha kufotokoza.
Maybe you realize even the older ones, we need rain. If we look in our family, we look at our own heart, and we look at in our church, and we try to find the life, the active life in Christ, maybe we have to gasp.
We have to gasp.
atene nakunena kuti
Where is it?
Kuti moyo uli kuti wa moyo
wa Yesu. Where is Christ among us?
Kodi Yesu ali kuti pakati pathu.
Where does the love of Christ?
Kodi chikondi cha Mulungu chili pati.
Dwell amongst us.
Kodi chili pakati pathu.
In what villages?
Kodi midzi yathu iyi.
Where in Malawi?
Kodi kuno ku Malawi.
Oh, I see so much corruption.
Kwa kuona Richard kuti kuli chinyengo choneni chosaneneka.
I see so much want.
Akuona anthu ochuluka kwambiri.
In the villages.
Akuona mavuto midzi yathu.
Amongst the people.
Mavuto pakati pa anthu.
Do you also see?
Kodi mukuona kuti midzi pakati pathu pali mavuto au chimo?
The want in your heart.
Kodi ife mtima mwathu tikusoyekera.
Is it living in our heart too?
Kamena mwina tifuse kuti kodi Yesu ali mtima yathu.
Do you have to cry out today?
Kodi inu lero munaina kukuwa kapena kuti kukweza mawu.
Give me Jesus or I die.
Kupempha kuti ine ndipatseni Yesu akhale momboli wanga kapena ndifa.
You have to cry out today.
Kodi mwino okonzeka kukuwa.
Lord, I believe, help
Yesu,
my unbelief.
Yesu ine osakhulupirira nithandizeni ndikhale okhulupirira.
Oh, do we not see?
Kodi simukutha kuona.
Are we as the Holy Spirit not detecting something today?
Kodi zimoyela pakati pano sakuzindikira kena kake mitima yathu?
In each of our hearts?
Makamaka pa wina aliyense wa ife.
We need the Holy Spirit.
Ife tikusowekera mzimu woyela.
We need rain.
Ife tikufuna mvula.
And it needs to rain abundant.
Ndipo mvula yo igwe mowirikiza.
We need life.
Ife tikufuna moyo.
We need water.
Ife tikufuna madzi.
For in our souls.
Tifuka mitima yathu kufuta madzi.
We are thirsty.
Ife yoti ndi ludzu.
And we are dried out.
Ndipo ife mitima yathu yauma.
Even the people of the Lord.
Ngakhale anthu ambuya amene.
The people who know the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amene akumudziwa Yesu Khristu.
Need water.
Akufuna madzi amoyo.
Because this land.
Chifukwa nthaka iyi.
Is dried out.
Ili yowuma.
Souls are dried out.
Mitima ya anthu yauma.
Where is the preaching?
Kodi kulalikweni weni uli kuti.
Of life and hope.
Mulalikumene ungapereke chiyembekezo cha moyo.
Only in Jesus Christ alone.
Upezeka mwa Yesu Khristu yekha basi.
Where is Christ?
Yesu ali kuti.
Exalted to the heaven.
Iyeyo wakwezedwa mwamba.
And man.
Ndipo munthu.
Brought humbled to the ground.
Munthu watsisidwa pansi.
Oh, there's so much pride.
Kuti chifukwa munthu uyo mzimu wake timakongonyada.
So much pride amongst us.
Kuti nthaka njouba.
So much high-mindedness.
Kuti munthu ngodzikweza.
So much spiritual high-mindedness.
Kuti munthu pauzimu ngodzikweza kuti ndine.
We want churches.
Tikufuna mpingo.
We want prophets.
Tikufuna ife aneneri.
We want blessings.
Tikufuna madalitso.
We want money maybe.
Tikufuna anthu ofuna chuma.
We want everything.
Anthu mitima yawo yalemetsedwa kuti akhaeni china chilichonse padziko lapansi.
The worst is
koma chomvesa chisoni kwambiri nchakuti tikufuna ifeyo tikhale kudzilemekeza tokha kuti ndine.
The moment
pamene nyengo imene
someone does something dishonoring to us
apanga chinthu cholakwika
we are angry.
Timakhumudwa.
Oh, call someone.
Ndipo munthu tawira matha kuita nidwa.
Especially the older people.
Makamaka kawankulu.
A name.
Ye kumtchula maina.
A something.
Kuti mpasa maina osena
siyana. That's not nice.
Maina oipa.
And we get offended.
Ndipo tibakumudwa.
They called Christ a wine bibber.
Iwowo adantchula Yesu kuti ngo kumwamowa.
A drunken man.
Munthu kuntchula Yesu ati munthu oledzera.
A sinner.
Munthu ochimwa oyenyana ndi anthu ochimwa.
And he didn't get offended.
Koma iye sadadaule.
But he humbled himself.
Koma Yesu adadzichepetsa.
And said to those who accused him.
Ndipo adawayankha iwo akundzudzula iye.
Friend.
Abale.
Why do you do it?
Mukupanga chifukwa cha chiyani?
Judas
Iscariot,
who came to him,
amene anatsa kwa iye,
and to betray him,
kuti adzampereke iye,
he said, friend,
ananena kuti mbalewe,
betrayest thou the master with a kiss?
Kodi ukumpereka mphunzisi uyu ndi kisi ndi kumpyopyona?
He called Judas friend.
Adamutchula Judas omperekayo mzangawe.
Who is our friend?
Kodi nzathu ndani?
Oh, who? Amongst us.
Koma kapena ndani pakati pathu.
Can be that low?
Kuti angathe uzije kukhala uzichepesa ngati Yesu.
Can humble themselves like Christ?
Amene angathe kuzichepesa ngati mwana wa ngono.
Oh, all we want is honor.
And
glory. And we have to say today, we are spiritually in a drought. We need rain. And we need rain abundantly. We need the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Like it was at Pentecost. And I ask you, is that what you're praying for? This morning before you came here, did you cry out to the Lord? Give thy rain. Pour out thy spirit. We ask the elders. The evangelists. I have to ask myself. Are we fervently praying? Like the apostles. They gave themselves to prayer. Daily. And they pray, oh Lord, God, send forth of thy spirit. They had witnessed the fire. They witnessed Christ dying on the cross. You would say today, that's enough. But it's not enough. We need the life of it. And the Holy Spirit gives that. Oh people, I beseech you. We must cry out that the Lord pours out His Spirit so that living streams of water again flow through the valley, and that we may humble and that we may love one another. Our children and our village would be crying out, man, brothers, what do we do? That they be pricked in their heart. Like at the Pentecost. Ask men, brother, what do we do? The answer. Believe in Jesus Christ. And be baptized. And ye shall be saved. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Because it's the Holy Spirit that pricked them in the heart. You know what happens? You know, I will say this. Listen. If the Holy Spirit would be poured out here today, like it was in the Pentecost, then the village would hear about it. They would come from miles. There would be such a presence of the Lord here. Oh, pray. Like Elijah prayed for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the church of APC, in the churches of Malawi, in the villages. Oh, and if it may start here, if the outpouring of the Holy Spirit may start here today, oh, then it will spread. Like it did in the time of the apostles. But I must tell you, it's not like the Pentecostals of today. And I see it in the villages. They're wearing white robes. Don't believe them. They're trying to persuade you in an outward way.
They're
working on your emotions. Not in your spirit. We're not to work in our emotions. But the Lord works in the spirit. And He renews our heart. For around the villages here. Pentecostals are coming
in.
And I don't know what else to call them. But they are doing extraordinary things. Or at least they think they are. It may even be that they come here. And they call a sick person up front. And they make them better. By some kind of what they wouldn't call magic. Touch. It's not the spirit of God. It is the spirit of Antichrist. Because the Holy Spirit works in our soul, works in our spirit, and humbles us and exalts Christ. Elijah, he prayed with his head between his knees. He was down on the ground upon his knees with his head in the earth. And he said, go see to his servant. And after seven times, a little cloud emerged. And that is the promise of an abundance of rain. We pray that the Lord would send abundance of rain amongst us, amongst our villages. You know what will take place then? Then the village will start speaking of Christ as the King, as the King of Kings, and as the Lord of Lords. Yeah, you know what the village will start to do? The village will start to repent from our evil ways. As I preach here, we have to listen to that music. And that music is only making the hearts for time satisfied. For that music is not music what they're singing in heaven, for they're glorifying Christ in heaven. But we were seeking, as I walk through the villages, music for our hearts. It's that rap and that banging. And it's giving us some kind of comfort just for time. But if the Holy Spirit, if the rain pours out here, then we'll have one thing in common. We will praise and glorify God. And the whole village will begin to wonder, what is taking place? What is happening? And they will have to witness what they all witnessed in the past Pentecost. The Holy Spirit is being poured out. And that many are being saved. Oh, people. I know that Christ is coming soon. Because the Bible tells us. The Bible says at the end times, love will wax cold. He says at the end times,
Bible
people will be lovers of themselves. And there will be such darkness. Even ask, will there be faith on earth when I return? So in this evidence, we know Jesus Christ is coming back soon. And he's going to come upon the clouds. But I am also persuaded by the love of Christ and by the compassion of Christ that before he returns that he will send a storm an abundance of rain, that he'll send the Holy Spirit and that many will come to the knowledge of Christ, the forgiveness of sins and a life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Amen.